Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 21st of March, 2023. It's lovely to have you with us. The Bible reading today is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 to 18. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Today's article, titled Spiritual Renewal, was written by Kim Yaloda. Chinese medicine has practiced pearl powder exfoliation for thousands of years, using ground pearls to scrub away dead cells resting at the top of the skin. In Romania, rejuvenating therapeutic mud has become a widely sought-after exfoliant that's purported to make skin youthful and glowing. All over the world, people use body care practices they believe will renew even the dullest of skin. The tools that we've developed to maintain our physical bodies, however, can only bring us temporary satisfaction. What matters more is that we remain spiritually healthy and strong. As believers in Jesus, we're given the gift of spiritual renewal through him. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day." The challenges we face daily can weigh us down when we hold on to things like fear, hurt, and anxiety. Spiritual renewal comes when we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. We do this by turning our daily worries over to God and praying for the fruit of the Holy Spirit, including love, joy, and peace, to emerge anew in our lives. When we release our troubles to God and allow His Spirit to radiate through us each day, He restores our souls. Let's pray. Jesus, each day I face obstacles that try to break my spirit. Sometimes I feel defeated. But I know that through you, my spirit can be renewed. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Rebecca, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.